You ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Tuesday morning to you. How you doing? Hope it's a good start, good day. Soggy, soggy, soggy. Still going to be that way, I guess, a few more days. I don't know. I heard that it's going to be down in the 40s a couple nights this week.
Yeah, later this week, we're going to have highs only in the low 70s. It's going to feel very fall-like, if you will.
You feeling me? Anyway, Patton Cook, Greg Pogue, right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. I'm tired of the rain. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, enough with the rain. Stop with the rain. Can we stop with the rain, please? Thank you.
Get Henry on the phone.
All right. You want him to call?
No.
Should we call in and just berate him?
We only do him when there's disasters.
But he would love it because he loves the attention. Like, hey, guys, sorry. Don't blame me.
Hey, but you
don't shoot the messenger, guys. That's what he would say. You know that's what he would say. Hey, guys, listen. Nothing we could do. We got a system coming in. Blah, blah, blah.
And then he's listening
right now, I'm sure.
I know. And then he tosses it to you, and it gets worse.
It gets worse?
Yeah, it goes downhill from there. Yeah, I know. I'm standing up for my guy Henry. You're over there banging on him over there.
Well, you know, he's kind of an attention. You know what?
You know. Aren't you all?
No, not me. I'm just a regular guy, Greg. I'm a blue collar guy living in a white collar world.
I'm gonna tell you what though. No, I think you're a very complex person that I don't even want to try to figure out. Just do a radio show.
You think I'm complex?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think there's a lot of complexities in there at work,
bro. I'm a Gemini man. I am complex. I got a lot of personalities.
I'm as simple as it can be.
I can be one person one day and a totally different person the next day.
That's a narrow truer word spoken. Patton, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm with you, Greg. I've had enough of this rain. I've been driving enough.
Oh, I thought you'd been talking about John.
No.
Sorry,
never enough.
It's been real, guys. Thanks.
Never enough.
I'll take my leave.
Never had enough of John, but I'm with
Thanks,
you.
Brother.
Enough of this rain, but I will say this. Those 40-degree weather, that means sweatpants and a sweatshirt at 5 in the morning for your boy over here. That's for sure.
A little chilly driving in this morning?
A little chilly.
Yeah. At what moment, you know, I wear shorts every day unless I'm like, by the way, I had a really good time speaking to the West End Civic Club. Oh, I killed it, man. West End Civic Club.
Of course.
No, I just tell a bunch of, I said, first off, what's said in this room stays in this room,
right,
okay?
Right.
You know, because I come clean on those.
You told some stories?
I told some stories. Some pretty good ones.
Took some people behind the curtain, if you will.
Uh-huh.
I got you. All right.
And even with that same group, I've told the same story every time I've been there. I think I've been there three times in the last. Milton Francis. And a lot of the guys listened to it. It's really cool. And you know what? You know what's sad?
Hmm.
You know, we're here for 2 hours every day. I mean, I know it's a tough 2 hours. But
dealing with me, apparently, because I'm such a complex person.
Well, you know. You have achieved something in your life. Is that
that? But thank you.
You don't want to hear this. I'm not even going to go there.
No, please.
No. I'm not because I don't want it. I don't want to bring it up.
Please bring it up.
What do you think it is, Patton? That got brought up that I don't want to bring up.
Me versus Jeff. Really got brought up. What they say? No, you can bring it. It's all good. I've been doing some soul searching and some thinking, and you know what? You're right. Put it that way. So go ahead. Tell the story. Go ahead.
See, we're different than that. I don't give any kind of energy to knuckleheads. Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's wasted energy.
I understand where you're coming from.
But it's
I'm kind of a combative person.
Yeah,
by nature.
I understand that. But it's the train wreck effect.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is. You,
mm-hmm.
you're going to drive by a car wreck, a train wreck. You're going to look
exactly
right.
You're going to rubberneck. Yeah.
And so a couple of the guys said, what in the world? what is he all about?
Yeah.
And you know, I try to explain, you know, his name's Jeff Neal, by the way. He writes for Main Street Media. Mm-hmm. When he comes on here, it's a different switch.
Yeah.
And I think your switch flips him.
Switch.
Yeah. Because I think you two.
Okay. So, you know. Yeah. Listen. Sometimes just people's chemistry just, you know, don't vibe. And well, you know,
I just listen to him. He irritates me, and I move on.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, he said it, and I agree. I don't like him. He doesn't like me, and you know, it is what it is.
But I don't like going to speak to civic groups, and that, and we're talking about the show. That's what comes up. My God, is that what you're thinking of us?
But you know Greg, that means they're listening.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but
listen, man, you know, Jeff's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing, and it is what it is. And I've been thinking a lot about what you said, and I probably need to just let it, you know, understand things for what they are. He's a goofball. He's an idiot, and he's a jack wagon, and that's just how it is.
It just
I'll only say this, and then
go ahead.
No, but just this whole ridiculousness that, you know, calling Derrick Henry Queen Henry, this guy, you know, and basically saying you should not talk about the Titans until they win a championship. I mean, that's just really idiotic thinking. It is what it is.
I understand.
He's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. I love being here. I love being with you guys. I love being on this show. So I'm here to have fun for 2 hours. So I just want you to know, Greg, I've thought a lot about what you said. We've had many a conversation about this. It is what it is. How about that?
But I still don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it'll be fine. Okay.
Right, yeah.
So. Is there anything else we want to talk about today? I don't care. Alan Bell's coming on.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Bell in a while. A lot going on in the NFL, so that'll be good. I was thinking about this. You know, Carson Wentz has got 2 sprained ankles. I mean,
well, that's the most he can have. That was funny. Come on, man.
That was what it was. I accept things for what they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to be pretty easy to game plan against if he plays. Think about it. as a Giants fan all these years and being appreciative of what Eli Manning did for the organization. He's pretty easy to game plan against. You know that Eli Manning's not going to take off and scramble, you know, on a 3rd and 8 for 12 yards, right? So, you know, that's a big part. We talked about this yesterday. That's a big part of Wentz's game is his mobility. You know, for a bigger guy, a bigger quarterback, what is he, 6'5", about 230? You know, he's a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, younger Ben Roethlisberger, you know, being able to just move in and out of the pocket and make plays downfield with his legs. So that's going to be pretty much out the window this week. So if he plays, it's going to be advantage Titans, no?
Well, yeah.
For a pass rush that I think is starting to come on a little bit. This is me saying positive things about the Titans defense.
And we have Mike Vrabel talking about the defense as well. You know who the backup is in Indy?
Jacob Eason, yeah. He ended up playing in at the end of that game against the Rams the other day. So, yeah. Yeah, so just...
Everybody thinks Indy, and Indy woulda, shoulda, coulda, right? Mm-hmm. Already on a couple games they've been, right. You know, but
they had the lead in the fourth quarter of that Rams game. Their defense just allowed, you know, LA to go down the field and score a couple times.
So they're not bad.
Not terrible.
Yep. But anyway,
if you have a quarterback with 2 sprained ankles, I mean,
it's the most you can have.
Are you guys surprised?
I mean, that's gonna severely alter Frank Reich's offensive game plan. No.
And are you guys surprised by the beating that Carson has already taken? Because everything you know about the Colts offensive line, Quentin Nelson, those guys up front, it's a fantastic front. But yet still, Carson Wentz into another situation where he's just kind of getting beat to you know what, and it just keeps on happening wherever he goes. I'm fascinated how this has already taken transition into it.
How did the injuries occur? How did he sprain? Was it on a rush?
It was one of those things where he was about to get sacked, but he tried to spin out of a tackle from Aaron Donald and make a play, and his foot kind of got caught underneath him or whatever.
You know, I understand, and they do have a good offensive line. Eric Fisher, strong. I mean, they're good. Okay, but. You know, Aaron Donald's world class. I mean, you know, he's going to get it after everybody. But Vrabel talking about what do we have here, Pat? You set it up.
Yeah, this is Mike Vrabel talking about what kind of switched and what was the game plan from the defense, barring those two big plays, kind of gaffes from the secondary.
All right.
Well, I mean, I think we swarmed. I think they played hard. I thought that they, you know, executed the plan on third down. You know, I thought that there was a, you know, a level of a rush that forced him out of there. And, you know, even on the first one, he took off and scrambled and was short of it. And unfortunate, again, that we had the communication and the breakdown there on the third and 11. But I think the biggest thing is that we have to make them earn everything. You know, it's hard to win, you know, when you give up, you know, 200 yards on five plays. I mean, that's, you know, you're lucky. You're really lucky to win that way. But then you have to look at the other, you know, 50 that gained 180. You know, you're playing pretty good defense when you can have 50 snaps that gain 180 yards. We got to get some turnovers, though.
You know,
listen to that. But go ahead, Greg.
No, and again, you've got Bradley McDougald at safety. I mean, he should be taking your order at Chick-fil-A when you're outside.
Listen, you know, man, he's getting an NFL paycheck. You know, you got to be better than that on third and 11 to allow somebody to just run free and clear behind your secondary with no one within 10 yards of him. I mean, that was a severe, severe break.
Well, and they missed Imani Hooker. We know that for sure. And they didn't play with Jayon Brown. But I thought they got after the quarterback. I thought the defense, you say that, you know, you take away the big plays, which you can't. You can't take away the big plays when you're especially, but isn't Russell Wilson going to make a couple big plays on every defense?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that if he scrambles and you know, you can't plaster your receivers only for so long. But that third down play was egregious. I don't care who was back there. You can't let on third and 11. What's you know, you play deep and you rally up, you make them dump the ball off short, you rally up, make the tackle short of the sticks, and, you know, make them punt the ball. I mean, that was egregious what we saw on that play.
Well, Dane Cruikshank.
To their credit, they were able to overcome that and, you know, win the game. So that's the bottom line. That's, you know, they got what they came for. But that was absolutely egregious, that play.
Yeah, but I do think Russell Wilson's going to make those kind of plays. Kyler Murray is going to make a couple of those kind of plays.
Yeah, but he didn't scramble on that play. He just dropped back, and he looked. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I got a wide-open Freddie Swain behind the secondary.
And it happened to Elijah Molden in the first game, too. He got beat on that, you know, man-to-man coverage. And I was going to be – Dane Cruikshank. Why is he even – I mean, I guess he's good on special teams.
He's really good on teams.
Well, good. You know, right now you need a good safety.
Yeah.
You know. Guess what? That's what you're getting paid to be.
Yeah.
Backup, next man up, and he's nowhere to be found.
I mean, it does make you wonder why Cruikshank didn't get the nod, you know, once Hooker went down, you know, and they went with McDougald. You're right about that. You would naturally think that Cruikshank would be next man up, but, you know. But, yeah, he's to his credit, he's been really good on special teams. So, but he's making a decent amount of money to play special teams. I would.
You know who's making good money that hasn't showed up yet? Bud Dupree. I think the knee is lingering with him.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I think he was – didn't he get in on a pressure or something like that? You're right. I'll talk to the people while I look up his stats from Sunday's game.
Really?
Yeah, talk to the people. Patton, talk to the people.
Well, and I think the unfortunate thing for Bud is he is so ahead of schedule. Where you look at Taylor Lewan, he's still having problems, and he is more than a year. He's right at a year. Bud Dupree got hurt in November, December.
So December,
it's not even been a year yet, but they're paying him to sack the quarterback, Greg. And we had the problem with talking about Jadeveon Clowney and his effect on the quarterback when he wasn't getting sacks. They're not paying him to get pressures.
I would say Dupree more than Jadeveon Clowney is expected to pressure the quarterback because Clowney is really not that true rush in. He's a disruptor.
And but, he's really good against the run that nobody really talks about. You know, he's better against the run than most defensive ends. That can also sack the quarterback. But you're right. Let's see here. What do we got for Bud Dupree?
If I get it before you, and you've been looking.
Let's see. One tackle, one quarterback hit. So
what'd they pay you?
A lot of money.
Was it 14 million?
I need more out of Bud Dupree than he's making than one tackle.
I think the fact that we're 9 months from, you know, 10 months from reconstructive knee surgery
right.
is probably the big factor there.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's, you know, I know that timetable is, what, 8 to 12 months normally, yeah. and it's everybody heals differently. You know, Saquon Barkley's
what about
clearly
Harold
not
Landry?
100%, you know. Harold and he Landry. Got hurt a yeah. year ago. He's basically exactly on a year. Yeah. Week 2 last year is when he got hurt.
Harold Andrews played okay. I mean, he's got 10 tackles, a sack. So, anyway.
I just want
go ahead.
More. I'm just expecting more out of him, especially after his rookie campaign where he didn't play a ton of snaps, but the time he was in, he was just getting pressure, it seemed like, every
yeah,
snap.
Yeah, you're right. Something's off with Harold Landry. I agree with you. I
do think it's because he's playing more snaps and he's not as fresh, and they were only putting him in really on pass situations his rookie year, but now he's an all-down lineman, and I kind of take that into account as well. But I just want more from that from a second rounder who had a lot of promise coming out.
DeNico Autry.
He was a projected first mm-hmm. rounder that kind of dipped mm-hmm. a little bit because he was better in his junior year than he was in his senior year at Boston College.
Yeah, DeNico Autry, though, 1.5 sack, that leads the team. So
and yeah.
he had 3/4 of a sack in each game.
And that's what you're going to need, right, from that A-gap pressure, that interior pressure. You know, yeah, I think Autry's played well, had a big sack. You know, I talk about that roughing the punter play on Westbrook Akina. You know, Seattle had a chance to really, you know, make something out of that. They're getting the ball, new set of downs in plus territory. You know, they get a sack on first down from Autry. They get a sack on third down from Simmons, took him out of field goal range. So, you know, that's complimentary football, what Vrabel talks about all the time.
Let me tell you about Grindstone Roofing Company, on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall, show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This proud salute brought to you by Grindstone Roofing Company, serving the area for 7 years. Quality roofing and home improvement services, 615-566-4750, 615-566-4750. That's Grindstone Roofing Company. Thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They are people who care. Hear, hear. We'll take a break. Coming up after it from CBS Sportsline, Alan Bell.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
it's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text RADIO to 64,000 to start learning a new language today. That's RADIO to 64,000. RADIO to 64,000.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Bye. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A cloudy start to our Tuesday morning. Highs today around 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms coming in. Lows around 60. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows 67. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 70 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky. Sports Radio
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin, at Cold Hall, coldest team in town, right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. I like Alan Bell.
I do too.
I like him.
He's friend of show.
He is. He's very creative. He also gives you some winners if you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but mostly. Alan, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, baby? How you doing, pal?
Hey, gentlemen, I like you guys, all right? You know what? I want that to be out there.
It's a mutual like.
Yeah.
There we go.
We're in like.
Yes, we're in like. Hey, last night's game, man, I mean, who didn't see that coming? You know, the Packers needing a win. They got embarrassed in week one. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he gets on my nerves sometimes, but A, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. B, I kind of like the fact that he's petty and passive aggressive because I'm petty and passive aggressive. I mean, you know, he just, man, when he gets it going like he did last night, I mean, it's fun to watch. No,
oh, it's a blast to watch. I mean, you're watching one of the greatest of all time. Honestly, he's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, and when he's on, it's insane. I mean, he literally defined threading the needle last night, right? Like, I mean,
that throw to the tight end was ridiculous. I don't even think Mahomes can make that throw.
Not many people in the world can, right? Like, and it's crazy to think that, there are only about 30 people on the planet that can actually do that job, and he's in the top 1%, right? Like, that's how good he is. Now, I'll say this, though. It was a good win for the Packers. Yes. The Lions are a better team than people.
Yeah, they showed up last night. I agree.
They've showed up twice. I know that they got blown out by, you know, San Francisco in week one, but they played two, you know, legitimate Super Bowl-type teams, right? And that offensive line is going to keep them in games. And Jared Goff, he was throwing some dimes last night himself.
The Titans, obviously, you know, they get that big comeback win in overtime. Wins like that can really galvanize a season. And you know me, Alan, I've been trashing. I trashed the Titans defense all last year, and they gave up some big plays Sunday. But in key moments, they were able to get pressure on Russell Wilson and get off the field. I don't think Seattle was all that great on third down yesterday. We know what this offense is going to do. I think it's starting to find its rhythm. But we've been saying it all offseason, man. All this defense has to do is not suck, and the Titans could be having a pretty special season. What'd you see from the Titans defense on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it. Like, when they needed them, they showed up. But you're not going to be able to count on that all season long. They definitely do need to get better, but it's early in the year. I think that they will. Let me tell you how improbable of a win that was for the Titans. They erased a 2-touchdown deficit late in the fourth quarter with a running back on the road. Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL. This team is nuts. And Mike Vrabel proved once again that whether from just a game perspective, a betting perspective, however you look at NFL games, when they're not supposed to win, they win. It's insane what they do when their backs are against the wall. And you're right in regards to the Titans offense. We haven't even really seen Julio, AJ. I mean, I know we saw, you know, a little bit out of Julio so far, but this Titans offense hasn't even opened itself up at all. I think that Sunday, I'm not saying they're going to blow the Colts out or anything like that. What I am saying is that I think the Titans offense is going to show up. They're starting to put it together. They're going to look good Sunday.
The only thing to that is the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Jones can't stay healthy. Saffold's out. Lawan, you know, and you're mixing and matching. You know, I doubt if anybody thought it would be, Sambrello and Quessenberry and, Brewer?
Brewer,
you know, those. And then Ben Jones is getting a little long in the tooth. If there's a holdup, that's where it is. But then again, this past, you know, but it's easier to, you know, it's easier to run block than it is to pass block.
Sure, and that's what offensive linemen prefer to do, right?
Yep. So that's the one that worries.
Yeah, no. You're exactly right. It absolutely works. Offensive line, I think, is the most important positional group in the NFL besides, obviously, quarterback. But, yeah, what you're going to see is the Titans' offense is going to have to get shorter, and they're going to have to get quicker, getting the ball out. They need Derrick Henry to run the ball to alleviate some of the pass rush on Tannehill. And then, two, you're going to see a lot of short, quick action plays, slants, things like that. We'll see if they'll be able to take the top off. You know they'll take a couple shots down the field. But I actually think that works out for an offense that's good, that's one of the best in the NFL, but just kind of needs to get, you know, its rhythm down and a little bit of confidence going. I think that a quick strike offense works for that, and I think Ryan Tannehill will thrive in it. So if they can do that early, they'll open up the big plays late.
Obviously, Carson Wentz is the story heading into Sunday's game, Alan. We're talking with Alan Bell at CBSSports.com. You know, it's bad enough when you have one sprained ankle. How about two sprained ankles?
Can I say my joke?
No, I was going to say it for you. As Greg informed me, that's as many as you can have, by the way. So, you know, you learn something new every time you listen to the Greg Pogue and John Burton show. And listen, a big part of Carson's game is getting out of the pocket and making plays. It's going to be a lot easier, assuming he plays, for Shane Bowen to game plan against him, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the defensive line, linebackers, they're going to play aggressive because you've got a quarterback out there, like you just said, that's not going to be able to move all that great. And my question is this. I've never heard of anybody spraining both of their ankles unless they, like, fell off the roof. Right? Like, I don't even know how you go about doing that, but somehow our man Carson Wentz did it. Look, it's going to be a tight game. We've seen these Titans-Colts games. They're always good. They're always competitive. Regardless of who plays, both teams are coming in banged up, but they know how important this game is. And I think for the Titans, they absolutely know how important this game is, especially after that week one loss to Arizona. That, look, getting to the playoffs is nice. It's even nicer when you do it by winning your division, right? So these games are incredibly important. And trust me, if anybody on the planet knows that, it's Mike Vrabel.
And I mean, listen, the Colts are going to be playing for their season. You start 0-3, you're pretty much done. Trust me, I know, as a Giants fan, I've seen.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right. You know, and it's been this offense. Like, their defense is solid. They can run the ball. But when they're not putting up points and they play such a slow, methodical style of play on offense, that's why if you're a Titans fan, get up early, right? Like, get on the scoreboard early and force them to play a game that's not their style. You can win this thing running away.
Alan Bell, at Alan Bell, A-L-L-A-N, Alan Bell 24/7. How you follow him on Twitter, at Sportsline. Alan, I heard you on a Brand X radio station the other day. And
down the dial.
It's fine. I didn't change it because it was Alan.
Yeah, it was A.B. I heard his voice. I did the same thing. I heard his voice.
Yeah, you said something that through the Thursday night game, the underdogs were 13-4. How did it play out through the second weekend with that?
Yeah, so the second weekend, they are now 21-11 against the spread. Incredible. So, you know, you've had sports books in Las Vegas making a ton of money because the public loves to bet favorites. Sportsbook took it on the chin last night with the over and the favorite and the Packers covering. But it's been really, really nice for sportsbooks so far. And think about this. In week one, with underdogs going 12-4 against the spread, that was the most in a week one in the history of the NFL in the Super Bowl era. The most. We've never seen that before.
Wow. Is it a trend or just happenstance?
Well, it's a little bit of both, but it absolutely is a trend because take a look at college football, okay? We've already had, 19 ranked teams lose? We all thought last year, you know, the COVID season was going to be the weird year. No, it's this year. It's the year after. Because now you've got a lot of teams that can beat teams. Think about the Raiders going on the road on a short week, banged up, to Pittsburgh and winning that game. Like, normally, they don't win that game in 30 straight years. That doesn't happen, right? Like, these teams, the margin of difference is becoming smaller and smaller in an already competitive league. So, yeah, just keep an eye on that the rest of the year.
Talking with Alan Bell, of course. Alan, how fun was that Sunday night game? I like both teams. I love both quarterbacks. And we all know what Mahomes has done and will do, but that was a big game for Lamar. He had to have a good performance against, you know, one of his peers in a game that the Ravens needed. And boy, it's, all their running backs get hurt, but they could still run the ball with Greg Roman's offense. It's pretty remarkable.
It is. I mean, think about this. Like, the Ravens are honestly, from an injury standpoint, they're playing in basically week 12.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean, seriously, like, they're already, like, in full season injury mode here, and they show up. And, you know, there's a correlation between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers that it's not only one guy. There's a lot of good players out there, but the team feeds off those two guys. They just absolutely do. And that was a massive, massive win for Baltimore. And the interesting part is this. Kansas City should be 0-2, right? Like, I mean, and it's not like they're not putting up points, but their defense is giving up a ton of them.
I was just going to ask you about that. If I'm a Chiefs fan, should I be concerned about that defense?
Yeah, there's a little bit to it. And here's the thing. I can't figure out yet if the defense legitimately is kind of bad or it's kind of catching up to the Chiefs that they can score so quickly that it almost hurts them, right? Like, I don't know where the correlation or where the line is, but – something there is off because they have great players. But, you know, and give them credit, they've got to go up against two of the best offenses in the NFL. So it's going to even out. But, yeah, I would be a little concerned. There's something there.
Alan Bell with us. It is amazing. The Titans are 1-1, but we probably thought it would be the other way around, right? They'd beat the Cardinals, lose at the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This league, though, even more to the point, Pittsburgh beats Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then loses what?
Yeah, they lost to the Raiders. And the disturbing trend there is they can't run the ball. And you have a 39-year-old quarterback trying to operate with no running game. Again, I will refer to being a Giants fan. When you have an aging quarterback with a bad offensive line and no running game, it spells disaster.
And I think it's too soon. Get me through week four, and we'll find out who's real and who's, use your term, Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi.
I am curious to see where the Raiders are. Because I got another question. Does anybody have any confidence in John Gruden in the long term there?
Well,
I've never heard anybody say, hey, he's going to make it.
Well, they're 2-0, and Alan, chime in on this. They're 2-0, and through two games, Derek Carr looks like the MVP of the league right now.
Yeah, Derek Carr looks good. I'm not, like, super confident, you know, in John Gruden. Like, I don't put him in, like, an Andy Reid trust area. But I don't hate the guy either. I don't know. I don't know what to say just yet, but we're going to find out. You're right on Derek Carr. He's having an excellent season. I'll tell you one person who believes in John Gruden, Darren Waller, their tight end, because I don't know any other tight end in the league that takes 21 looks a game. Travis Kelce doesn't get that many passes from Adam. So, this offense is fun, man. Like, when Derek Carr is playing well, they're going to win games. They can run the ball. And I say that to go back to the point that you guys were just talking about. Look at the Bills in week one against Pittsburgh. They lost because they couldn't run the football, right? Like, when you're in these tight games against the defenses, you can't run, you're going to be in trouble. Then you look at the Steelers in week two, they can't run the football, right? So, I mean, it's absolutely important. Now, the Bills did win 35-0, in week two. I'm not saying that, you have to be able to run the football every single week. The Bills' offense is good enough to carry it on its own in the air. Mm. But it's not going to work all the way, right? Like, you have to have that dichotomy on offense, or it's just not going to work out. These coaches spend way too much time, prepping against your offense. These players are too good. You have to have a nice, balanced offense. It just doesn't work any other way.
I got to ask you about my Giants. Obviously, a kick to the nether regions loss at Washington last Thursday. Should I be encouraged by what I saw from Daniel Jones in the offense?
Yeah, I think so. Look, week one, that was a tough game. But the Broncos were a good team. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's showing it over and over.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback.
Let's put him
right
in the MVP category early on, too.
This guy is good, man. Like, he is an incredible quarterback. I think so. I think that the Giants, they just need to get, just stack some nice things Like, just get some confidence going, you know? And I think Daniel Jones can do that. His legs can do that. They can alleviate some issues that they have on the offensive line. Saquon Barkley, I love seeing him running the ball again. If he can continue to be healthy and look good, yeah, this team can do some things. It's been a tough start, but this team is better than it looks. And I think that they'll turn that thing around.
Well,
because Washington's a good football team. They had that game won.
Well, yeah, they offside penalty away
exactly,
from being 1-1
right.
and winning the game.
And probably saw the same video that we did. It looked like Lawrence kind of timed the snap pretty good. But, you know, hey, you can't cry over spilled milk. The call is the call. So you're right. You know, that play doesn't happen. They win the game.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't have thrown the flag on that. It's tough. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go the other end. Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Glad you're bringing that up.
Yeah, they were 1-15 last year, and they got the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. And understand, they hire Urban Meyer. But they look like they don't know what they're doing.
Right, and then there's all this talk that Herb is driving everybody crazy there, and he may burn out in less than a year. What do you make of what's going on in Duval there, AB?
Yeah, it's not easy to come from college to the NFL. It's a completely different game. It's a completely different job. Everything about it is different. The way that you coach is different. The way that you manage people is different. All of it, right? So it's not easy to do. So when we look at a team like the Carolina Panthers and Matt Rhule, who's having a heck of a season so far, like praise them. It's not easy to do that. Look, I think that it's going to get worse, and he's such a polarizing figure that even if things aren't as bad as it may seem, it's going to seem that way because all you need is, like, all you need is one person talking, right? And it just kind of manifests itself. The hard thing about it is, like Joe Burrow last year, if Joe Burrow played the entire season, okay, he literally kept the Bengals in games that they shouldn't have been in. He's that good. Trevor Lawrence is going to do the same. And he's going to continue to get better and better, and he's going to make that offense better. So I'm not saying that they're going to stack up wins by any means. They're going to be the worst team in the NFL. But Trevor Lawrence is going to make that wound seem a little bit less bloody, so to say, than it really is. He's going to disguise a lot of things. But, yeah, this team is bad, and it's going to get worse. And I don't see Urban Meyer being the type of guy, you know, with like a laissez-faire attitude. Like, he's going to continue to hammer on people. And it's like, dude, this is the NFL. It just doesn't work like that.
Right.
Alan Bell at Alan Bell 24/7. Alan, as always, thank you, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Alan. Thanks, Alan.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Alan Bell, the best.
He needs to bring more energy next time he calls. He's just, you know, I don't know, guys. God, he's great. Love Alan.
You know, the NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay, bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. And, you know, you can do anything. Like last night, it could have been the over-under. It could have been the money line. It could have been the spread. It could have been Aaron Rodgers, receivers, running backs, whatever. Halftime totals, you name it. You can do it. You can build your own same game parlay. And here's why to use FanDuel Sportsbook. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. It is America's number one sports book. And, man, how excited is it? You got a four-legged parlay on one game. You don't have to be bouncing around. You just watch that game and see if you hit. And you can make a lot off a little bit of an investment, as a matter of fact. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock it in today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today. Promo code GREGP to get that risk-free bet up to $1,000. Promo code GREGP, correct?
Yes, that promo code, ladies and gentlemen, is Greg P.
Thank you for the confirmation. 21 and older, present in Tennessee, required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Maximum refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports on the mobile web. Yeah, gambling problem. Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. We'll take your calls on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Thursday Night Football is only on NFL Network.
That's going to be a dogfight.
We're here for a primetime showdown in the Lone Star State.
That's big time there.
Christian McCaffrey is ready to lead the Panthers to the next level.
Surgical precision.
But the Texans are looking to show out in front of the H-Town faithful.
Bang, touchdown.
Panthers, Texans, week 3 starts here.
This guy can run.
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday, Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Coat Hall. Patton Cook running things right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
What's happening, gentlemen? Hope we're doing well.
Hey, Steve-O, how are you?
I'm all right. Sorry about your New York teams kind of fading back a little bit, unfortunately, for the Yankees.
Yeah, they did win last night. They're a half game out of the second wild card, but, you know, I'm almost to the point where it's like, what's the point? They're not going to do anything if they make the playoffs, probably. They're too inconsistent. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's kind of the luck of the draw sometimes, what division you're in. I'm looking at the Braves record last night. What are they, 78-70?
Mm-hmm.
They'll make the playoffs. So, I mean, thank goodness we have the wild card team. So,
oh, by the way, two nights ago, the Brewers clinched. Just to let you know.
Okay.
for those asking.
Congratulations, man. Really happy for you.
Guys, or do you
what?
Playing like normal?
I you know, with that pitching staff, I think you just keep going.
Set up your rotation, yeah, man, for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Set, you know.
Yeah.
They clinched the playoffs or the division?
They clinched the division.
Oh, okay. They did the champagne thing and all
that?
Oh,
yeah. They clinched the division.
Congratulations. Yep. Seriously, man.
Yeah,
I know you're a diehard Brewers fan.
Fourth year in a row, they make the playoffs. First time in franchise history.
Awesome. And like I said, and Steve, I've been saying this, you know, having worked in Pittsburgh and covered the Pirates. You know, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, pretty much the same market size. And trust me, Pirates fans are hella jealous of what the Brewers been able to do for the last several years.
Well, they got an owner.
Because they can't get it together.
They got an owner that wants to win.
Yeah,
that's exactly. And Mark Anastasio.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, I've got a got a business idea for you guys if you guys want to get rich quick here.
Yeah, please.
Let's go sit on West End and 25th with a few boxes of vodka Saturday morning for all the Bulldog fans and serve up Bloody Marys.
Didn't they drink us out of vodka last time?
Yeah,
wasn't
they did.
Something?
LSU
fans did in Midtown, apparently, for this 11 o'clock kickoff. So,
yeah, so we're going to just right there in front of Wendy's, put a vodka stand?
Yeah. Bougie, hoity-toity Georgia fans.
Yeah,
is that legal? Can you do that?
No. But then it's only illegal when you get caught.
That's right.
Anything goes in Nashville. I guess they're trying to scale back on these pedal tavern party buses. So,
yeah, because dude almost got splattered by a car.
I know.
Can we just not throw?
I shouldn't laugh about that. But
well, if the idiot gets on there drunk and falls off, it's too bad.
Yeah,
kind of sign up.
You kind of have a point there.
But yeah,
he was standing. Did you know why he was drunk? He was standing on the rail.
Yeah, and he was
drunker than.
He just kind of wandered on there, and they were like, "Get off! You're not supposed to be on here." And then he.
Yeah, and they ran over. They should have thrown him in the damn river.
Wow, Greg Polk.
He could have floated on one of those dishwashers down there.
Yeah. This is being a Vandy fan, this is the only drawback of being in such a fun city like Nashville is all the other fan bases take over our stadium. So I don't blame them. So if they can get tickets and get in there, I'll be it. So maybe one day we'll upset one of them.
Well, you know what it's called?
I don't
know. Winning.
Winning some games.
Winning. Winning.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, but you know what? We're three games into the Clark Lea era, okay? And this will not be – it didn't get to this point overnight,
right.
And so you're not going to come out of it overnight either.
Look, you're not going to win on Saturday, okay? But hopefully they show up and make it a game for at least, two and a half quarters. Can we do that? Maybe.
What the spread, though, is... it was 32 yesterday. Let me look.
I thought it was 34 yesterday.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's over-under on Clark Lea's interceptions? Because he has got to look at a different receiver. He just
talking about Seals?
That would be Ken's. You're talking about Seals?
Clark Lea won't be playing quarterback at least.
Yeah.
Maybe if things really get out of hand.
Did I say Clark Lea?
Yeah.
Maybe you can go out there. Seals.
We knew who you meant. Yeah. You're right. He does lock onto his receivers too much, and he's got to learn to look off the safeties and the DBs. You're right about that. Yeah. So, yeah, I think yesterday we said the line was 34.
Okay. If I was a gambling man, I don't know where I'd probably take Georgia. But.
I said yesterday I'm leaning towards laying the points. I'll let you know officially on Friday for picking with the pickers, but, part of me thinks Vanderbilt can, make it respectable.
It's 34.5.
But,
now.
I thought they were going to play a lot better against Stanford than they did, and Georgia's way better than Stanford. So,
Yeah, it opened at 31, and it's gone to 34.5.
Yeah, that's a lot of – you always get backdoored at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Georgia puts in their third string and Vandy –
well, remember we talked about it with South Carolina covered, right? It was 32 there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of dang points.
That's a lot of points. I'm going to have to think long and hard about this between now and Friday.
All right.
All right, boys. We all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve-O. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
What'd you say, man?
I'm just saying it's the weather's bad outside.
You feeling me?
No. All right, let's do this, Pat, and take a break.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. We have a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. For today, variably cloudy with widespread showers and thunderstorms, a high 80. Clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 70. Showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, we're talking about baseball a minute ago with Steve. The Braves win last night. We got them, obviously, tonight as well. They're playing the D-backs tonight. We'll have that game. Right now, it looks like the Cardinals are going to win the wild card. And you know how...
I know how much love you have in your heart for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You know, one thing about it, though, Molina, man, he's caused me a lot of heartaches.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, in my mind, Hall of Fame. I think he is. He and Giants catcher are the two best.
Buster Posey.
Thank you. Are the two best of this generation.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know,
I would agree.
And they both got rings. Posey's got two rings.
Yeah.
You know, Molina's got one.
Molina, Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
I think so. Yeah. He won't have the offensive numbers.
Yeah. But just the intangibles, the leadership he brings,
everything.
Like. You know, early in the season when Castellano had his little dust up at the plate, he said afterwards, he's like, look, I'm not messing with Yadi. He's like, that guy's a real one. That guy's an OG.
Mm-hmm.
And Castellano was likes to fight guy, you know what I mean? And he was like, he said, he goes, he could punch me in the face and I'd be like, thank you. Can I have an autograph? Yeah. He's like, that dude's a real one. He's an OG.
He is.
Just the intangibles.
And I think him and Posey are the two best catchers of our generation.
I would agree.
And man, well, the Dodgers. And the Giants, what they're doing. Dodgers are only one game behind the Giants. And, of course, one of those two teams will win 100 games. Well, both are going to win 100 games, but one of them will win 100 games, and we've talked about this before, obviously, and then have a one-game playoff with a 100-win season. But then again, if you don't have the wild card, you have a 100-win team that doesn't have a chance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the coolest thing about that, from my perspective, is that they'll turn around and play each other because the team with the best record with the division will play the wild card winner. So they'll turn around if it's the Dodgers, which we think it would be, because they're going to throw Walker Buehler in game one. in the only game against the Cardinals, if that's what it is. And so then you're going to have the Giants and the Dodgers playing in the first round of the, in the for in a five-game series.
That's pretty cool, dude. Huh? That's how cool would that be?
Yeah. Well, it's what's going to
long-time heated rivals going back to their days in New York.
So one of them is going to win the division, and one of them is going to have to play the Cardinals. It looks like Cardinals have won 9 in a row, which I don't think I can do the next hour without as many times as I've said Cardinals in the last 3 minutes. So anyway,
I think you just threw up in your mouth a little bit.
I am green.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're going to break, so you can go, you know, take care of that.
Nah, that's okay. I don't want them anywhere near the playoffs, okay?
I understand.
All right, let's take a break. It's called the top of the hour. We'll take your phone calls next.
PDQ Transpro.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden is addressing the UN General Assembly this morning and talking about coronavirus.
We're mourning more than 4.5 million people. People of every nation, from every background. Each death is an individual heartbreak.
More from ABC's Cecilia Vega at the United Nations.
He is coming here today for this huge speech, facing a lot of skepticism from some of our biggest allies. Really at the center of this, that chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. So many allies angry about the U.S. leaving earlier than they had initially said they would. Also, there are major questions about relationships with China and how tough a stance to take with them. Questions about how much vaccine the United States and developed nations should be giving to developing lower-income countries.
Johnson & Johnson says a COVID booster shot, if given 2 months after the initial dose of its vaccine, provides 94% effectiveness against symptomatic COVID. This is ABC News.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
So at Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pressure's On is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by The Pressure's On, serving the area for 3 years with quality painting and pressure washing service, offering 15% military and 10% senior discounts. Call 931-257-8602. That's 931-257-8602. That's The Pressure's On, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
You ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From
the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Want to hear from you, 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, please do on the F&M Bank phone line. Titans and the Colts. You know, I guess he sprained, he being Carson Wentz, sprained both ankles on the same play, right? Because Aaron Donald, I guess what Alan Bell said, he had never heard anybody doing that unless they jump off a roof,
yeah,
you know, and sprain both ankles. But that's what it was, right? I thought he had had one earlier.
I thought he had one earlier too.
Apparently, it was the same play. So as I was noticing with that, so 5.5 points, the Titans are favored, huh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Colts are going to come in desperate. They're playing for their season. You know, you can't start 0-3. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting dynamic on Sunday, but it looks like the Titans have found their groove offensively. I would expect that to continue, especially at home in a divisional game. And, you know, we'll see what, we'll see what's going on with the defense, obviously. We saw some signs of some good things happening there. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game on Sunday for sure.
And for some reason, the Colts, well, I mean, I know the good reasons. I mean, the Peyton Manning, the Andrew Luck. You know, run, I mean, you know, but now the table has flipped a little bit. 5.5, though, I don't know. That just seems like a lot of points.
You think so?
Yeah, it does.
For a divisional game,
yeah. For a division game and everything.
I just think, you know, I mean, like I said in the first hour, if Wentz plays, how effective is he going to be with two sprained ankles? I mean, you could probably tape him up and he can get out there and at least hand off and – but, you know, that's probably going to alter Frank Reich's game plan. He's going to have to get the ball out quick. You can't have him sitting back there on two sprained ankles, patting the ball, you know, even against the Titans' pass rush, which, like I said, is starting to get a little bit better, I think.
Well, and the thing is, too, that offensive line has not been as good as advertised for the Colts as well. So, anyway, just every time you – And Alan talked about it, just how the dogs so far have been really good with this. I was looking, though, at NFL, just to show you, though, I was looking at NFL.com. They do a weekly power ranking. Where do you think they have the Titans? And I know, by the way, I asked that. I don't know.
I would say somewhere in the top 15, maybe.
Yeah, I think 16 right now.
Yeah.
They just, you know, I guess it's – obviously, maybe it's market, whatever. It's just for the national, it's prove it. But are we in the midst right now of seeing a Hall of Fame career? If we're talking about Derrick Henry doing the same thing in 2 years from now, he needs a pelt on the wall. Understand that. That mm-hmm. helps. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the stat of him being the 10th running, I mean, only the fourth running back to have at least 10 games of 150-plus and two touchdowns. Jim Brown, 13, LaDainian Tomlinson,
yep,
and is it Emmitt Smith? I'm doing that off the top of my head. I mean, mm-hmm. and
sounds
so
right.
If he keeps that up, he's Hall of Fame, right?
It's certainly trending in that direction. I mean, you look at what he's been able to do, how productive he's been, and how, you know, over the last, I guess, 4 years, I mean, consistency is what the Hall of Fame people look for as well. And, I mean, yeah, it's you know, he's a special football player and a special running back, man. And, you know, the things that he's been able to do in his career, which I still think has some quality years left based on his durability, you know, that's a factor as well. But yeah, he's definitely trending towards the Hall of Fame, I believe. I'm sure certain people wouldn't agree with that, but, you know, to me, I mean, who knows? He might be the first man ever to go back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. No one's ever done it before. I think he might have a shot.
Yeah, and if it's done.
A lot has to go right. Yeah. He has to stay healthy. And it's a different offense now with the passing weapons that they have. But, man, you know.
But if he does it in the 17th game, there'll be a lot of people want to put an asterisk on that. So if he gets to 2,000 through 16 games.
Yeah, but they said the same thing about OJ, right? He did it in a 14-game schedule. Jimmy Brown only did it, you know. Well, he never did it, but, you know, he set the record in a 12-game schedule. So, you know.
And, John, if you look back to that assignment I did for one of the first weeks being here, all the people that have 2,000 yards, they're nowhere near 2,000 the following season.
Right.
So I think even if Derek were to get it.
I think Barry, you did the research for me. I think Barry was the best. He had like 1,600, 1,500, following year.
He had quite a margin to go. But I think even in that 17th game, I think there's really something to be said about that. And I always go back to Vrabel's first season. And at the trading block, if the Titans could have got anything for Derrick Henry, I think they would have thought about trading him away. He was not getting the carries. David Flewellen was getting in. I remember I was at the Titans game, and he was getting carries over Derrick Henry, but you kind of always go back to the Eddie George conversation. And then since then, it's been one of the better comeback stories you've seen because it was a slow start for Derrick.
And I wasn't crazy about him, even though he won the Heisman, you know, and played well at Alabama. I wasn't crazy about him as a pro coming in. And his first couple of years, he was bouncing everything outside, trying to use his speed. Had to realize, hey, everybody in this league is fast, not just you. And, you know, especially Derek, a guy that if you get him early, you know, you can be more effective to him. Once he gets going and gets his momentum going, you know, he's out running defensive backs to the end zone. I mean, I underestimated how fast he was, but I kind of felt like in year two when he didn't show up for mini camp and said he was, I forget what he said he was doing, but
training on his own.
Yeah, but let's be honest, I think he was pouting a little bit because he wasn't the lead running back because DeMarco Murray was still here, and it just didn't seem like there was good chemistry between DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. I could be wrong on that. But we'd ask DeMarco, hey, how's this kid coming along? He's like, well, you know, he's doing what he's got to do. And we would ask Derek, hey, how great is it to work alongside a proven back, an NFL rushing champ like DeMarco Murray? He's like, he didn't really seem to embrace it all that much. I think he felt like he was entitled coming in. And once he realized, hey, this is the NFL, I got to work my ass off, you know, to be successful. And he's done it. And I give him all the credit in the world.
To get to 2,000 yards in 17 games, he has to average 117 per game.
That's doable.
That seems very doable. He's probably got a couple 150s in him again,
or
two, right?
Well, he had a buck 80, he had a buck 82, so yeah, you're right. He's probably got, and you know, those 98s and, you know, 86s, they add up too, especially like you said with an extra game this year. I think if he stays healthy and, you know, they stay committed to him, I think he's going to have a look at it, perhaps.
615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, just hanging out in here on a soggy Tuesday. Again, it's going to be in the 40s by the end of the week at night. So we'll wake up at in the 40s one morning this week. You know, is it too – who do you believe and who do you not? The Cardinals should be 1-1, right? Because – they did everything, Minnesota did everything right except, you know, damn kicker, right?
Yeah.
Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, that division. Panthers, Bucks seem real. I don't think the Saints are going to do anything. The Falcons are awful. Packers needed that one last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, the Vikings and the Lions aren't that bad. You're right. And the Bears are awful. And then your division, I don't know who's going to win that one. You're only one game out of the lead.
That's true. Although Dallas looked pretty good. Their defense actually played pretty well on the road against a good quarterback last week. So credit where it's due. I hate to give Dallas Cowboys credit for anything, but their defense showed up last week.
Yeah. And if you just look at points for, points against, 49-48 is what the Cowboys have done in the first two games. So I don't know. It's way too early, obviously, but there's no doubt the NFC West is just you could have the wild cards all from there, right? Except they got to play each other six times. So that's
they're going to beat each other up.
And that's a good thing for your division, right? You're playing, and the thing about that the AFC South swing division is the NFC West. Well, you've already seen it.
Right.
The Titans are 1-1 in the NFC West right now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And tied with the Seahawks at the bottom.
Right.
But that'll flip. But I just wonder, look at it. You know, do you start – at what time do you – how deep into the season do you think this team's real, this team's not? Is it too early?
With the extra game, I think instead of four games, I think you got to go five. Don't you?
Well, you can already separate the bad ones out, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
And usually then, for me, it's like right before Halloween. I think you have a good gauge of who's, you know, for real and who's, you know, Fugazi.
I never thought the Falcons would be this bad.
Yeah, they, you know what?
They've been out, they've scored 31 points and given up 80.
Listen, I know they've given up their offense, their defense has given up a lot of points. But they play my team this week, so it'll probably be the ultimate get-right game. But, hope not. They're retiring Eli's jersey on Sunday.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yes.
What do you think about Eli? Because it's always Eli this and the but, you know.
I was really, really put off by the last 4 or 5 years of his career. I didn't think he played well. I felt like, you know, the organization went over backwards to try to provide him with enough to go for a third Super Bowl, and he didn't get it done. Now, I argue with fellow Giant fan buddies of mine that, you know, worship at the altar of Eli Manning. And listen, he brought the franchise 2 championships. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. But I think his record kind of, you know, illustrates what he was as a quarterback. He's 117 and 117. 117 wins, 117 losses. I think that's what Eli Manning is. You know, is he one of the all-time great quarterbacks? I wouldn't say that.
Hall of Fame.
But he had a long career. He was durable. And he was what you would define a franchise quarterback to be, in that if your franchise quarterback plays well, no matter what else is going on, you know, in a game, you have a chance to win.
But Hall of Fame?
I think he's going to be a guy that gets into Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's necessarily a Hall of Famer. Does that make sense? Kind of like Craig Biggio, Harold Baines. Those guys are in the Hall of Fame. I don't see those guys as Hall of Famers.
Well, I'm not even going to go there because I think both of them are, but that's a whole different argument there. But
I think those guys benefited from the fact that the steroid guys, they're not letting in. Yeah. But hey, whatever it takes. You know, what do you think? Is he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer.
You know, I look at 117, a product of what was on the field with him, quite frankly.
But I always feel like a good quarterback can elevate what's around him. And I don't know if he necessarily did that. But you give this guy a good offensive line, a good running game, and good weapons, it was proven twice you can win and win big with him. So,
by the way, last night again with him and Peyton, and they had the punter on. Who was the punter?
Pat McAfee.
He was nuts.
Oh, McAfee's out of his mind, dude.
Does he do a radio?
His show is great.
He does a radio show, and he's also the commentator for Friday Night SmackDown on WWE.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the best hires that company has made in a long time.
He's fantastic
doing wrestling. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, he was on last night, and they need to be on every Monday night. I know they're only doing, 10,
I think they're doing 9 or 10 games.
Yeah. And so.
Trust me, ESPN, I'm sure, is like, hey, if we give you a little bit more money, can you do every week?
And they need it. They need the money. And,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you guys have saw this, but Lane Kiffin, every time Peyton and Eli do these games, he's wanting this Tennessee Ole Miss game to be commentated by the two Manning brothers. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
I know, and Eli's going back to, they got an Eli Manning Day or something, going to retire his jersey. Lane Kiffin gets it.
Back at Ole Miss, you're talking about?
Yep, back at Ole Miss.
Yeah, because they're doing it with the Giants on Sunday.
So, Lane Kiffin gets it, and he can coach. And I think he can coach my team anytime. I mean, he's one, you know.
Yeah.
And I do believe, that Ole Miss-Alabama game, that's, because we saw Florida woulda, shoulda, coulda in that when they shut down Alabama the last 3 quarters.
I was pretty surprised at Alabama's defense. But, Mullen's a good offensive coach, and he's got some talent over there. But, that was woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know, if they get in on a 2-point conversion there, who knows? I mean, Alabama probably drives down and gets a field goal and wins it, I would guess. But, you never know.
And it's pretty rare you see Alabama get run on like that.
Yeah.
It was the run game. It wasn't the pass game scrambling quarterback. It was just put your nose down and get the running back
beat.
Going.
You're right. They're getting beat at the point of attack. Yeah, that's very un-Alabama-like, if you will. But they're 3-0, man.
Well, every Monday they come out with the SEC schedule for the, not the following Saturday, but the 12 days later they do that. And that's just for the TV, obviously.
Right, to set the times, networks, all that, right?
But the Ole Miss-Alabama game, this is October 2nd, a week from Saturday. You already know what's going on this coming Saturday. Ole Miss-Alabama is the CBS game at 2:30. Mm. I'm not surprised
I can't imagine why. There's no storylines going into that game.
Well, and there certainly will be storylines when Ole Miss returns to Knoxville. But they can't. I'll just go ahead and give
you. Well, they did that already. Didn't he come back already?
This is his first time back.
When he's with Alabama.
Oh, yeah, but as a head coach.
As a head coach, yeah.
Tennessee-Missouri, 11 a.m., SEC Network. Arkansas-Georgia, 11 a.m., ESPN. These were released yesterday. Ole Miss-Alabama, 2:30 on CBS. Florida-Kentucky, 5 p.m. ESPN. Mississippi State-Texas A&M, 5 p.m. On ESPN or the SEC Network. UConn-Vanderbilt is at 6:30 on ESPNU. Another night game. For the Commodores.
Yeah, what's with all these night games?
They've really made that first time slot, the 11 a.m. start, its number two premier spot right now. You do have Auburn at LSU at 8 o'clock Saturday night, a week from Saturday on ESPN, but you're looking at And also,
I think you said Tennessee, Missouri. By the way, Tennessee's at Florida.
No. I'm a week.
You're projecting.
Because the times for October 2nd came out yesterday.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, they're Florida this week. I think what 20-point underdog, something like that.
You know what? I'll look it up for you right now, Greg Pope.
I got it right here. Come on, man.
It is Florida minus 20.
What did I say?
Over under 63. So there you go. 6 o'clock start in the swamp. How about that? What do you think of that, Greg Pogue? Promo code Greg P. You gonna lay the points on Florida? I don't know yet.
20 seems like a lot of points.
Rivalry game, you know. It does seem like a lot of points. It does, but I think a lot of people were turned on by how well Florida played against Alabama. You know, like we were just talking about this past Saturday. So
Georgia Vandy at 11 a.m. We got our Bloody Mary stand. Go set that up.
Yeah, all those hoity-toity, you know, people from Athens, Georgia, by God.
I love the under in that game, by the way.
What is it?
54 is the
I got 51.5 right here.
I don't see Vandy scoring more than 10 points in that game.
Are you going to lay the points? Are you going to lay the 30, you going to lay the 34.5?
Oh, I'm just sticking with the under in this game. I think Georgia's going to score 30, maybe 35, and then they're not going to bother anymore.
That's good. I like that. I like where his head's at. That could very well be the case.
And there is some.
What did you say the over under was?
I had it. At,
I have
34, I have, 34 I, and a half.
Well, no, that's the line.
Yeah.
The over-under is 51.5.
51.5, excuse me. Yeah, 51.5.
You had 54?
Yeah.
If you got 54, then yeah.
It opened at 55.5.
Yeah.
And you got it at 54?
Yeah.
Did you, our little Brad Powers wannabe?
Hey, you know some people out there in Vegas? Well, you got some connections?
No, he's got a FanDuel account, John. Yep. You got to listen to the show.
Did you use the promo code
Greg P?
For sure I did.
Damn well better.
Yeah.
If you would have put Plaster's code in there, I'd come over there.
Definitely not a TAS for my buddy John over there.
Yeah, it's the only thing to do with those guys.
But there is some rivalry in this Georgia Vanderbilt game because with Vanderbilt canceling against Georgia last season, it canceled their senior day.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia fans have not forgotten. Mike Griffith has not forgotten.
He brings it up all the time. Yeah, and quite frankly, I agree. I think Vandy wimped out on that one. I think they didn't want to have anything to do with going down there.
Kind of like Michigan didn't want to play Ohio State last year. They're like, yeah, we're good.
I do.
We got COVID. We can't play.
And quite frankly, I think it played a part.
Because they were still negotiating Harbaugh's contract at the time. And if you go out and get rickrolled by Ohio State, the fan base is going to be like, we're going to re-sign this guy?
Yeah.
Now, he did re-sign at a much lower rate. He took a big pay cut because nobody else wanted him. But I
think one of the reasons, one of many, that Derek Mason got fired was because how he wimped out on the Georgia game. And I believe that firmly. You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now that the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. And when you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And, you know, I say this because, you know, it's what I'm supposed to say. 500,000 miles and thousands of hours. You ever done a test drive like that? No, I don't know. So, and that's the point. You know, what could you learn about a vehicle with one or two test drives?
Right. You're out there for like 10, 15 minutes.
And they do all that work for you.
Yeah.
And they're looking at so many different things that you won't. They find the red flags. They also, over the course of 20,000 miles in the first year of ownership, they track that and document the driving and the maintenance. It's they do all the work for you. And then when you're ready, you got to go to Edmunds. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car ratings and search for your vehicles near you. Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. Take some phone calls right after the break.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, high 82. Cloud showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a few showers and thunderstorms, a cooler day, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Motherhood Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Greg Pug, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Let's get a call on the F&M Bank phone line. Sal in Joyzey. Hey, Sal.
Good morning, Sal. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing today?
We're grooving.
Yeah, you know, we're just plugging along, man. How are things with you?
Good. I apologize for not giving you guys a ring yesterday. I had a lot of I had a very draining day on Sunday, as I'm sure you can imagine. So I turned my alarm clock off.
Needed a day to kind of decompress after that one.
Yeah, that's it. But to try to put a little bow on what we witnessed just 2 short days ago, I haven't missed a Titans game, ironically, since the Arizona game when Vince Young came and marched us all the way down the field to score that touchdown to Kenny Britt. And my mom had made me go to a function, a family function that day, and I told her that she would never stop me from ever watching a game for the rest of my life, and she never did. The reason I bring that story up is I haven't missed a game in over a decade, and I've never in my life seen not just a Titan game, but any NFL game officiated so poorly than that one we just witnessed. And the fact that this team had to overcome obstacles from the opposing team and the officials and still win a game in the toughest place in the NFL to play on a day where they haven't been sold out in over 2 years, almost 2 years. Resilient is the only word that comes to mind. This is definitely a different team. Now we're going to get another test this week because the old Titans fall right back down to earth and lose to a probably Eason-led Colt team this Sunday at home. But hopefully I'm wrong and we are a different team. Don't love Downing's play calling. I know I just sound like a downer about every OC that we get. But good Lord, can we just throw on one first down or do a play action on one first down? I get it. Henry became the best running back on the planet, like we all know him to be in the second half. But, I mean, it's just so predictable.
Anyway, yeah, and the Seahawks were saying, we knew exactly what they were going to do on first down. We geared up to stop the run on first down because we knew they were going to hand it off to Derek and they weren't going to throw, to your point.
And the only difference between the first half and the second half is the first half they were able to stop it when they knew it was coming, and the second half they still knew it was coming and couldn't stop it.
And it's because all those runs on first down there, Sal. Think of it. You keep feeding the beast when the beast is eating like that, right? What do you have, 140? How much did he have in the second half?
Something like 148, something, yeah.
Something like that in the second half, yeah. So you keep pounding it, and then eventually he breaks one. And those three drives what were the three drives in the second half? I got it right here. They were 68, 75, and now one of them was the big run. But three drives, 68, 75, and 80, that breaks a team's will. If you get away from that just for the sake of throwing the ball, I think they did exactly what they thought that they needed to do, and it worked.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. It's just I personally want to possibly see Derrick Henry get a second contract. And if we're gonna run him 40 times a game, which it looks like we might, I mean, there's too much versatility in this offense. Derrick Henry should be able to get 2,000 yards on 250 carries because there's so many other weapons around that they should be able to. This team can't be a team that uses running to try to set up the pass. It should be a team that uses the pass to set up the run. Because, eventually, if you throw to your two all-pro receivers and they continue to catch them, then, Derrick Henry's still facing it in eight-man boxes.
But they did. Julio, six catches, over 100 yards. A.J., three catches, should have been five or six.
Yeah, he dropped a bunch.
And I think every game's a microcosm, Sal. I think whatever's working that day, it may not even be that way this coming Sunday. But that's right. What was working that day. So you don't go away from it.
I don't want to micromanage. This game is one me and my dad will never forget until we both die. It was absolutely amazing. Roller coaster doesn't cut it. What worries me the most is just there's so much talent that I don't want to get wasted. In the second half, we did exactly what I wanted. We were throwing the ball more. But I just so much explosive talent that I just want it to be utilized in its full capacity. So I'm hoping we do that moving forward, and we'll see.
Yeah, I really think, Sal, this Sunday was a telltale sign for the offense. I think they're finally starting their finding their stride. And to your point, I think Downing's going to be a little bit more dynamic in his play calling. You're right, he needs to be because you can't be one-dimensional in this league, to your point, right? You got
No.
A lot of people say, well, you gave up a lot of passing yards. Yeah, but we stopped the run. We made them one-dimensional. You know, you can handle things a little bit differently when there's no balance. Once this offense finds its balance, they're going to be really hard to stop.
But Tannehill threw for, what, 350 yards?
340-some yards, yeah.
I mean, it's not like they weren't throwing it.
No, they definitely were. I just want to see it more balanced.
You know what? Unless they go 17-0 and win it all, you're never going to be happy. You know, I'll just tell you that right now.
Not true. Greg, for 28 years, I've had to deal with every single win we have be one where it's got to be the last play of the game. It shouldn't be like that anymore.
Yeah,
you want
a few rocking chair games there, right?
I mean, look at those Cardinals shouldn't have beat Minnesota because of a kicker. I mean, one of our kickers. I mean, they're not my kickers. What did I say? Their kicker. They're 53 kickers.
Right. Streets are littered with former Titans kickers, right?
Yes. I mean, listen, final point I'll make, I don't want to take over here. Defense was excellent.
Sal, we say it all the time. You're not a caller. You're a guest.
Yeah,
so,
this is Sal's segment.
Exactly.
Thank you. Obviously, there's a couple big plays, which we want to have back. But the defense in that atmosphere played completely, absolutely dominant, in my opinion. Anytime they needed a big play, they made it. You're seeing defensive pressure finally up front.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying for as long as I can remember, Jeffrey Simmons is absolutely elite. He just needs a couple keys to unlock his potential. It looks like he's finally getting it. And I'm beyond impressed by Christian Fulton and Jack Rabbit Jenkins. Those guys are trending in a very good direction, and I don't know if I've ever seen a cornerback play for the Titans tackle as good as Jenkins since maybe Cortland Finnegan. I mean, he can tackle, and it's really
Logan good Ryan was really you know, good at that. Logan Ryan was, yeah.
He was good, but you just see a ferociousness with Jenkins to go the extra mile and make sure the player gets on the ground.
Because he's a jackrabbit.
That's right.
He is. But anyway, I'm very, very, very impressed with the defense, and I think they have a chance to be well over the 26th-ranked position they're at now. They just got to get their feet under them. Fellas, thanks so much. Hopefully we're 2-1 when I call back next week.
Always a pleasure, Sal. Be well.
If not, then I don't want to be around Sal for 48 hours, okay?
Folks, if you're a Titans fan, follow Sal on Twitter, at Sal Manfredi. He is, he is as passionate a Titans fan from not being...
I do follow him.
Not from anywhere near the South, but he is as passionate a Tennessee Titans fan as you will ever find. So give him a follow on Twitter. He's a great, great dude. Love Sal.
Jason Kemp, no. He was saying the over-under for Vandy, Georgia, opened at 51 or 51.5 and stayed there, opened at 31.5, quickly moved to 34.5. So it hadn't stayed there, right?
Huh. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll make my official pick on Friday, as we said, with picking with the pickers. I'm seriously considering, no matter what the spread, I'm seriously considering laying it.
Wow. 34? All right, 615-844-5600. What is the over-under in that? We were saying 51.5, right? What did we say a minute ago? Maybe I misread that. I'll go to Vegas.com. I got it right here in front of me. I got it.
So do you have it or not?
No. Yeah, I'm on the side. It's it opened. The opening number on the over-under was 55.5. Like I said, and it is now 51.5.
Mm-hmm.
And my source is VegasInsider.com, and it's got BetMGM, Caesars, Circa, FanDuel, PointsBet, Superbook, and one other that I can't read upside down. All right. 615-844-5600. Volboy, what's up? Volboy, get your head back in the window. Yeah. What?
Are you driving right now? Be careful, man. Hands at 10-2, Volboy. Be safe.
All right. Hey, did you see the Alabama Florida game where the guy received that Florida guy received the kickoff, called for a fair catch first, and then he bobbled it and it went out of bounds at the one? Did you happen to see that?
No.
I was actually working at the time.
Yeah,
I did not.
I had the game on, but I was doing stuff, so no, I did not see it.
Well, bonehead play number two by them. We hope we'll see some of those this weekend.
But he, with the fair catch, the ball comes out to the 25. Right. But if he fumbles it out of bounds, that's where it's marked, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Even with the fair catch, right.
Well, and he was waving his hands like he was trying to tell the referee, no, I didn't need to feel bad. I didn't need to feel good. But, you know, he was wrong. But the two-point conversion to try and tie the game was one of the stupidest-looking execution plays I've ever seen. The quarterback took the snap, I think, in shotgun. The running back was next to him, and they slowly moved towards the line like they were going to, like maybe nobody would see him. And they moved together, kind of in unison. And it failed miserably. It was the dumbest execution or plan or both I've seen in some time. But I don't think.
And they're still going to beat you by three touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. That was the point. That's where I was going, Nick. Because we just don't have a defense that's going to slow that Florida attack down, and then. They just got faster guys than we got. That's all there is to it. But I'm going to shift gears real quick. You know, watching CJ back years ago, watching Eric Gray before he transferred, watching Derrick Henry, as soon as they get past that first line, you know they're gone. They've got it. It whether it, like Eric Gray was 94 yards, 96 yards, or even, not necessarily on the 99-yarder by Henry because he went around the end and it was all kind of jammed up and then he blew through. But it's just a thing of wonder or a beauty, I should say, to watch. As those plays develop and you – and like Teresa Walker said yesterday, I wish you would have elaborated a little bit. She said before the snap, when Henry scored that long 60-yard run, she looked at her son and said, touchdown. And I don't know how she read it, but that was a run where early on you knew he was gone.
Well, and I tell you who's not getting any credit, A.J. Brown with a comeback. He moved from the far, he was out set wide to the left. He came in a slot position, and the block he threw initially through Henry, what he didn't necessarily knock the guy to the ground, but he let that defensive end's momentum carry him away from the play, and so that was a really smart block to free him initially that I don't think has been mentioned enough, quite frankly, or not at all.
Well, I was surely giving up on them at 24-9.
Yeah, it was easy to do because they were 24-9 and deserved to be there.
Yeah, they earned it.
Every bit of it, to echo what Sal said, that was some of the poorest officiating I think I've ever seen.
Well, it was the game should have been over with the Russell Wilson safety. I mean, that's it. I mean, but that was a star getting a call.
Well, I never saw the both feet of Julio. What was y'all's take on it?
By the letter of the law, it was officiated correctly. I do not like the law. Because one was in, and then the toe tap, at the moment of the toe tap,
it should be
plays over. Plays over because he's got both feet in, but he didn't. And if you can, now the debate is, was his heel out? Was it not? And I thought the play would stand because it was originally ruled a touchdown, but I don't like, but do you have to have your whole foot in? You could theoretically, you could toe tap both of them and neither heel come down, right? And it's a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
So I don't like that your whole foot has to be part of it. Once the toe tap is in, foot's in, play's over. But that's not the rule.
Well, that dirtbag Dane's down in Florida again, so
hopefully. Dang, that escalated.
Tough room.
All right, see you, Vol Boy.
See you, Vol Boy.
Bye.
All right. Scott's Home Improvement is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. Those things are really cool. You know, they get the, yeah. and what they need, really. This proud salute brought to you by Scott's Home Improvement, serving the area with 37 years of experience in the best home improvement, painting, bathroom remodeling, service money can buy. 615-995-0046. 615-995-0046. Scott's Home Improvement, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're people who care. We'll take phone calls till the top of the hour. 615-844-5600.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
It's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
615-844-5600, if you want to give us a call. Just hanging out in here this morning. In here. Sun? Is that sun?
Oh, my goodness.
Almost.
Yeah, there's a lot of clouds still with that sun.
But this front's going to be moving through, and the rain will go away, and it's going to be... Is today the last day of summer?
Huh? I believe tomorrow is. No, wait. Today is.
Hold on.
Today. Today's the 21st.
Yep.
So. Yeah, fall begins, I believe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Today is the last day of summer.
How would you, how did your summer go?
Good.
I had a good summer, too.
Had a good summer.
Yeah. A lot better than last summer. We actually got to do stuff, you know, last summer.
I did more things last summer. Because I just got it. You know, I remember I'd take all those.
Yeah, you just get in the car and go
places. I'd get up, you know, I'd get up on a Saturday morning at like 7 and get, and I went east, west, south, you know, and stayed within the state of Tennessee and saw a lot of things I had never seen and probably still should do that. But, yeah, because remember last fall on Saturdays, my TSU games,
right,
the whole OVC schedule was moved to spring.
That's right.
So my Saturdays, you know, I could sit at home and Tweedledee and Tweedledum, or I just got out and took off.
Oh,
saw some really neat things.
You're not, you know, I know. I need to get out there and
know,
see more
I know,
stuff.
I know. I mean, you know, you don't – you can you – no, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to ask you a question. Can you name all – no, I don't think –
don't ask me the question.
No.
Can I name all what?
All the contiguous counties that make up the metro Nashville area. The contiguous counties.
All of them
make up the MSA, the Metropolitan Statistical Area.
How many are there?
Oh, you just start north and go clockwise.
Well, I'll just let's see. All right. Well, Davidson. Rutherford.
Start north. Well, that's southeast, but that's okay.
Davidson, Rutherford. What's drawing a blank?
See, that's why I didn't
Williamson.
Want to do that. Oh, good. There you go.
I said Rutherford already, right?
Yeah, you don't get credit for it.
Okay.
See, that's why I didn't want to ask you.
Right.
All right, go north.
I don't.
All right, Hendersonville, Gallatin. What county is that in? Come
on. That's not in Davidson?
Sumner.
Sumner County?
You be quiet. You don't need to be part of this embarrassment. Just let him be pissed off at me, not you.
All
okay,
right.
Patton?
I'm done. No.
We're going. Okay, we got Sumner. All right, go Lebanon. What's Lebanon? Mount Juliet. What county is that?
I have no idea.
Wilson County.
Wilson County, okay. Yeah.
And then there
you go.
Going around to Rutherford.
Yeah.
And then you've got Williamson to the west. Ashland City. What county's Ashland City in? It's 25 miles from here.
It's not Humphreys.
No, that's about 100 miles from
here. Okay. I don't know.
See, that's why I didn't want to.
I just know what I just Cheatham, know that I live in Cheatham Nashville County. And Davidson Cheatham County, and I know how to.
I know that's my point.
Right. All right. All right. Fine. By the way, Thursday night football, Panthers Texans. David Culley, the Texans head coach, said Tyrod Taylor is out. Davis Mills will start, and Deshaun Watson still inactive. They will not activate him for this game.
Yeah.
So he made it official because.
You know what?
Tyrod
you know,
got hurt the other day. Hey, he was playing pretty well, though.
Texans aren't they're
actually, not as bad as we thought they were going to be.
You know what? I know Cleveland, you know, boat raced them, but after, they hung around for a while there.
It was 21-21.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that game was teetering on the brink. Trust me, Browns fan was getting really nervous.
Yeah, I thought it was C-Town. And
right.
Texans aren't bad. I don't know that the Texans are better than the Jags. I don't know that they're not better than Indy right now with Carson
with all the
Wentz.
Injuries they
well,
have, yeah.
Wentz has got 3 sprained ankles, too.
Greg, you know what I found out early in the show? What? You cannot have more than 2 sprained ankles.
Yes, yes, unless you're a cow. But the cows have ankles.
I don't know. Unless you're a cow, where do you get this stuff from?
I know, it's
deep in the crevices of
no,
your brain.
Well, no, and sometimes all my fibers just don't touch. They really don't. The synapses are misfiring. All right. Well, we went around the county. All right. Do you think one thing I did when I became the prep editor of the Nashville Banner, I went to every high school in the mid-state in one fall season. Now that the number of high schools since then has doubled, but for three reasons. One, it got me out of the office. Number two, I got mileage. And got it paid for. And three, I went to every school, introduced myself to the principal, the athletic director, the head football coach, head basketball coach. And I would hit 3 or 4 a day. So I have been to every mid-state county. And I could name you the county seat and the county of every one of them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know why I did that? Because I thought it's just like when hockey came here. I thought it was my job to learn hockey. And now soccer, I'm trying. You've seen the progress over there. You know, I know what a clean sheet is now. It's not something I sleep on. All right.
Never has been.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, high 82. Cloud showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a few showers and thunderstorms, a cooler day, high 68. Utilizing the resources of the Motherhood Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Braves baseball tonight. What, 8:25 pregame, 8:40 with the D-backs. They got a 3-game lead on Philly. Philly's playing the Orioles. So, yeah, 3 games to go. And I'm pulling for the Braves. You think? Yeah. I've already got my hotel room for that. They'll play Friday, Saturday. That October 8th, 9th, I think, in Milwaukee, the first 2 games off Sunday, then game 3 Monday, if necessary, game 4 Tuesday. And so on that Monday, I'm going to head down after the show, and hopefully I'll spend the night. So I'm taking that Tuesday off, by the way, just telling you 2 weeks in advance, you know, that I'll be off that Tuesday one way or the other. If they win, I'll stay and then drive back after the game. Mm-hmm. Or if there's a game 4, rather, mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm just, sleep until noon with a 3-game sweep on that Tuesday. But we'll see. Braves aren't going to be easy. They're not.
I like you to win the series, but a sweep, I would say, is.
Well, they're going to be throwing 3 number ones when you trot out Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff and now Freddy Peralta back from injury. They're going to all 3 of them will finish top 8 in the Cy Young voting. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So anyway, just talk a little baseball. Braves tonight, though. They just keep winning. You're in, right?
Yeah. It's They control their own destiny, as we like to say, mm-hmm. when we're sports talk jawboning.
Hey, I got another one for you. What county is Dixon, Tennessee in?
I'm going to say...
It's a trick question.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of the counties that we mentioned already?
No.
Oh.
Dixon, Tennessee
right.
is in Dixon County.
You know, I was going to say that. I should have said that.
Yeah. That's why it was a trick question.
Just so you're trying to trick me, Greg Pogue.
No,
is that what you're trying to do?
I was trying to sit one on a tee.
Yeah.
We're going to, you and I, day trips, okay?
All right.
I'll drive, you drink. Okay?
All right. If I'm going to be in the car with you, I got to be allowed to drink.
What do you do every morning? You know, right here.
Remember, we talked about that. Where we're going to let anybody know that.
Yep. So anyway, yeah. What do you got? You're off today.
Off TV today. Yeah. So I got to go to the dentist at 1 o'clock. My second checkup of the year.
Got any problems or just
no?
To,
no,
just
getting the cleaning. Yeah, getting the normal cleaning checkup.
Insurance pay for that.
Yep.
Good.
Taken care of.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I try to go, you know, every 6 months, try to go twice a year. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you have to. Being on TV, you can't come out with yellow teeth.
No, I can't be yuck mouthing it up there on, you know, on the old telly. So, yeah, I got that. And I'm going to train with my buddy about 1 o'clock. And then, I don't know, after that, I may probably take a nap.
We'll be out delivering the Tim Leeper Mid-State Roofing
yes.
Player of the Week, BGA running back Sean Williams.
I'm going to go with you guys one of these weeks.
Yeah, we'll take your picture.
Yeah.
You can present
I get my picture made.
We'll put it right there on the interweb.
I like that interweb, man. You just get on there and click, 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 click.
All right. Hartsville. What county is that in?
Hartsville County.
Nope. Trousdale.
All right.
All right. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for enduring another 2 hours of this.
We'll try to be better tomorrow.
Nah.
No, we won't.
Nah. I mean, on this station, we really don't have to do much at all to be better than the afternoon stretch. Well, that's me.
That's right. Wow. Well, the truer words were never said.
Plaz, 2 to 4. He's Plaz.
Yep.
Bill King tomorrow morning. Jim Rome's next.